Despite recent diplomatic activity, including led by the US, a peace deal for Ukraine still seems some distance off. But one factor that could influence Moscow's position is their battlefield losses. A new analysis suggests that over the past 10 months, Russian losses on the front line have been growing faster than any other time since the start of the full-scale invasion more than 3 years ago. BBC News Russian has been counting Russian war dead alongside the independent outlet MediaZone and a group of volunteers since February 2022. Olga Ishvina is from the BBC's Russian service.
What we have seen is in 2025, first of all, the number of obituaries have been the highest ever, and it's on average 40% higher than compared to the previous year. And the second thing we have seen is that the months with the biggest spike coincide with the months where the most intense negotiation between US and Russia have been going on. The first spike happened in February 2025. That's exactly the time when US and Russia started their first negotiations about a possible peace deal. Then it lowered a little bit. And then another huge spike was in August, when another round of negotiations have started, when Putin have visited Alaska and met in person with Donald Trump. And in October, when another round of negotiations was supposed to happen in Budapest, the number of obituaries published per day sometimes reached 320, 350. This is twice as much as the average in 2024.